celebrating. Many of them would be the first in their families to graduate from high school. Barbic had founded a school to serve those students. He'd grown disillusioned teaching sixth grade at a local elementary school. I saw way too many of my students head off to the local junior high excited about school and eager to pursue their dreams, only to return a few months later with that light in their eyes totally gone. They would come back to visit him, telling stories of gangs, drugs, pregnancies. It crushed him. He knew he had two choices: quit teaching to spare himself, or build the school that those students deserved. So in 1998, Barbic founded Yes Prep, and Donald Commence was one of the first people he hired. In the pub that night, as they watched the signing day news, they had a sudden inspiration. What if we created our own signing day when our students would announce where they will attend college? The event would allow them to honor all graduating seniors, since it was a condition of graduation at Yes Prep that every student apply and be accepted to college, even if they ultimately chose not to attend. Their excitement grew as they shaped the idea. They would call it Senior Signing Day, and for that one day, graduating seniors would be treated with the same hype and adulation as college athletes. About 6 months later, on April 30, 2001, they held the first Senior Signing Day. Roughly 450 people crammed into a community center next door to their campus. 17 graduating seniors and their families, along with every other student in the Yes Prep system, from juniors to sixth graders. Each of the seniors took the stage announcing where he or she would be attending college in the fall. "My name is Eddie Zapata, and in the fall I will be attending Vanderbilt University." They would unveil a t-shirt or pennant with their chosen school's insignia. Many of the students kept their final school decision a secret from friends, so there was suspense in the air. After each announcement, the room erupted with cheers. Later, the students would sit at a table, with their families crowded around them, and sign letters of matriculation, confirming their enrollment in the fall. Barbic was struck by the emotion of the signing moment. It hits home, the sacrifices that everybody had to make for their kids to get there. No one did it alone. There were lots of people involved. By the end of the ceremony, there were few dry eyes in the room. Senior Signing Day became the most important annual event for the Yes Prep school network. For seniors, the event was a celebration, the capstone of their achievement. But it held a different kind of meaning for younger students. At the third Senior Signing Day, which it expanded into an auditorium at the University of Houston, there was a sixth grader in the audience named Myra Valle. It was her first Signing Day experience, and it made a lasting impression. She remembers thinking, "That could be me. No one in my family has ever gone to college. I want to be on that stage." By 2010, 6 years later, the senior class had grown to 126 graduates, and Signing Day had expanded so much that it had moved to the basketball arena at Rice University in front of 5,000 people. 90% of the graduates that year were the first members of their families to go to college. The keynote speaker, U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan, was moved by what he saw. He scrapped his prepared remarks and spoke freely. "No basketball game, no football game begins to compare to the magnitude and importance of what happened here today. Thank you for inspiring not just your brothers and sisters, not just the underclassmen here, but the entire country." One of the graduating seniors was Myra Valle. 6 years after she imagined being on that stage, today was her day. "Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Myra Valle," she said, breaking into an enormous smile. "And this fall, I will be attending Connecticut College." The school was ranked one of the top 50 liberal arts colleges in the country. The crowd roared. 2. We all have defining moments in our lives, meaningful experiences that stand out in our memory. Many of them owe a great deal to chance: a lucky encounter with someone who becomes the love of your life, a new teacher who spots a talent you didn't know you had, a sudden loss that upends the certainties of your life, a realization that you don't want to spend one more day in your job. These moments seem to be the product of fate or luck or maybe a higher power's interventions. We can't control them. But is that true? Must our defining moments just happen to us? Senior Signing Day didn't just happen. Chris Barbic and Donald Commence set out to create a defining moment for their students. When Myra Valle and hundreds of other Yes